Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you tonight that we get ready to on Saturday to honor our veterans in Vietnam and Korea, those that fought, they didn't make it back. There are for you to sit down and don't let things upset you. We're getting ready tonight for your healing. We can get ready tonight for your deliverance. And I was talking to a young lady out of Detroit. And I said to you tonight, I got a blessing stored up for you, and I got a healing through the word that coming to you. I want to tell you that God got a blessing for you. Young lady that month ago, Bishop, I'll be on. I said, okay. I want you to be on that 3711. I told you that, and I told Deborah Ann to be cool because I'm on my way down to be down there for 3 days in healing service. And God had told me I'm going to be healed and delivered. And I just want you to know that. Roshanda, get ready. I guess you got to work with me. Get the sheep together. Get what you need. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way. I'm going to have this spirit out of the yard. We're going to have it because the Spirit give it to me. I want you to get ready tonight for a blessing for you. And I want you to know I'm honored. I'm a veteran. Those that fought in Vietnam, my father fought in Vietnam, and those that have been and those that lost their lives that fought in Vietnam and Korea, and we're praying that the war stop right now over in Israel, all those innocent women and children being killed, and came up to stop it. Exodus 14:14. In Exodus 14:21, God going to stop it. But I just want you to get ready tonight as you tune in for a special lesson. And open the door. I want that door to open up for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I'm asking God to open up that door for you, and he's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So you get ready for God to bless you. Don't forget the soldiers. We honor our Vietnam veterans, black and white, women and men. Lots of them didn't make it. I'm glad to have you on the line. Sister Cook is on the line. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have you on the line. Sister Roshanda, congratulations. Don't be mad. Psalms 37:35. You on tonight. We're down now for a few days. Monroe, Homer, Ruston. We're going to go through there and some healing, divine healing will take place. And I want to let you know God is in control. I want you to make the point of 21, Psalms 109. 119. I've seen the crest of the stars this night. There's a lot going on in there. God is in control. Deborah Ann, I'm praying for you tonight. Get it together. Sister Lena May came to me and sat down in the chair and laughed at me. The storm is passing over. In your job, wherever you're working at, the storm is passing over. Nightmare is passing over. I want you to receive healing tonight, tomorrow, now. Financial, now. Your new job, now. Break the yoke of the evil and the devil. I cry with my spirit. Glory, hallelujah. I say, our ancestors coming east, west, north, and south. You know that right now I can feel the soldiers that fought for this country and for fighting. You can feel it. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you tonight. I'm praying for you. Brother, you, all is well. And some of you got calling on your life. God has gave you that extra sense. The storm is passing over. Joy. Come in the morning. I feel a kind of way that God's going to be asleep on the job at home where you're working at. It's passing over. And God's going to show you exactly what's going on. Some of you don't know, but God's going to show you. He's going to tell you. that I haven't done yet. I say I'm a veteran that fought the whole country up and make it back. But I want to pray for them tonight. Those that didn't make it back. Those that we are standing on. Those that fought in Vietnam, Korea. Those black soldiers because it's black. I say. We done come a long way. Tell somebody we done come a long way, but we still got a long way to go. We got to go with love and happiness. Thank God anyway. I feel like shouting tonight. All is well. You want to get your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody tonight, the Spirit said, they're going to receive their healing. And for whom I'm praying for a divine healing tonight, and it's coming. I want to pray for you, and I want you to know who you might be, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Chicago, Indiana, wherever you might be in the world, God is there.
Bishop Turner and I want to come to you. We're talking about the violence throughout the world, what's going on. And I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't forget, I'm concerned about your children, your family. I'm concerned about you being blessed. I'm concerned about doors opening up for you. Yes, I want you to know that we can change what's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, what's going on over the world. The this is Sister Turner. I want you to know that. I'm really just going to come to you and let you know that I'm concerned about the family problem that's going on in your life. I'm concerned about you. If you'll call me and I call you, we begin to communicate real poor. Wherever you might be, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget, give me a call. Don't forget, I will pray with you and for you. And whatever you need, God can grant you your need. And I want you to know, we must begin to network and work together to make things happen for your home, my home, your village, your business. I want to let you know, your business about to flow. I'll tell you that the things that are going on can work out for you right now. I'm glad to come to you. I want to say this to you today, or wherever I live, all is well. And I want to say it again, all is well for you, the new job, and the things that you're trying to do. I'm trying to let you know that God got your back. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you're trying to retire, or you're trying to get a new job, or just trying to work on your health, I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time to say, your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, north, and south, I'm going to pray for you. It don't get too dark. It don't get too rainy. It don't too much snow. Winter, I'm going to pray that your blessing come through. Let me say it again. I'm going to pray that your blessing come through right now. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction that you can be successful in the trillion-dollar flow. You can be a part of the million-dollar club right here on Block Talk Radio, where I'm on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm on air. You can get me Mondays at 10 to 11. We're talking about Martin Luther King movement. Tuesdays, crossing over with our ancestors. We're talking about things that have lost, you have found, and subjects that will be coming up. And then on Wednesday, we go deep in the Bible. We talk about Bible class. We talk about the 66 books of the Bible, and we want you to go knowing and sowing with them. And on Thursday, we talk about metaphysics of the Bible, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Friday, or payday, trillion-dollar flow, more money, more money. We talk about the issues of the world, the money issues, the mental issues, what's going on all over the world. We talked about that. I want to thank Brother Calvin, my engineer. I want to thank all the ministers that have been working with us, going to Black. Well, don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back, tell your husband, tell your wife, and we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And Bishop Turner and I want to come to you. We're talking about
Fan, I'm praying for you. And Brother Fan, things going to get all right. But I want to let you know, I'm still praying for your breakthrough. We got demons coming after you, but I rebuke them and put them in the pit of hell where they're supposed to be and get ready. Somebody going to receive a healing. I see somebody getting healed in their eyes. Somebody got to have surgery. But I want to let you know, God told me to speak healing. And when I go down to Monroe, when I go down to Sweetport, when I go down to Homer, God heals the people that have been suffering. The yoke going to be broke off of that. So you get ready for a journey. 11:44, 11:40, get ready for a journey. 31:11, you get ready for a journey. And I want Debra Ann to get her act together because God's trying to get her attention. I sat down with Sister Lena May in the spirit, and she laughed, can you get them together? I said, I'm going to get them together east, west, north, and south. Get them a financial breakthrough. Somebody needs a financial breakthrough. I want to give it to you tonight. I want the spirit, not myself, the spirit, to give it to you and break the yoke for you quick, fast, and somebody say in a hurry.
Whatever
he's doing in this season, he's going to do it for you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun,
mm-hmm,
to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the dunghill,
mm-hmm,
that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house,
yes,
and to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of,
yes,
the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know, whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014, yes, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you,
get ready to set all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God set high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess.
Thank
he bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yes.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money,
yes,
he come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
yes, Thanks,
you're going to raise up and say enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thanks,
but as we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thanks.
You're there ain't got no job.
Thanks.
You're there where all kind of rotten living is going on, and you're suffering.
Thanks,
I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator.
Yes.
Who made me.
Thanks,
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thanks,
to my father.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yeah.
I'm going back where I can be healed.
Thanks,
I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back, but I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody need to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Yes.
You've been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready, and he began to walk down that long corridor and look at, you know, way made down south, they got big homes, and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better because he was aching, he was with pain, and cancer set in, sickness set in because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to rebuke cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk up, if you ain't gonna pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property,
yeah.
when he get ready to walk on the estate,
yeah.
he began to feel a little better.
Yeah.
Look like he holds his head up and say, look,
yeah.
I'm on my father's property.
Well,
I'm on the land that I own.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Glory. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're gonna have Brother Faden to pray for you.
Yes.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God, I may have spoke wrong, may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yeah.
Because, God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
people on God's contrary don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yeah.
Or have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
Now,
that's like I have loved you. We have come short this morning. Now, but I know you're able. And I believe that you will. Not see bottles down here. Not we are strangers a long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. Not, but oh God, this morning, not, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. Not see us through this evening. Not,
yes.
Oh God, not have mercy this evening.
Yes.
Not every third Jesus. Not, we need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus, not
yes.
somebody daughter's in on the comb. Not somebody
son
is on the
hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see it. I know you're able. Not good God Almighty. Not
yeah.
now Jesus, my rock. Not my where is land. Not my bread. Not in a starving land. Not
yeah.
my water. Not in dry places. Not
yeah.
I love to call you. Not your name do something for me. Satisfy my soul. Not
yeah.
be thoroughly
yeah.
seen. Not but now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I got to come off this battlefield.
Yes,
can't
yes.
Cut the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom where I can give you 90 bread. I'm sorry.
God bless you.
Thank
the
you.
Today, wherever you're at.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Deacon Payton.
Yes.
We thank you, Mother Payton, right here in Chicago.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to let you know, 2014 is a winning year.
Yes,
2015,
Lord.
You're going to be around.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know, 2016, God got you back.
Yes.
But I want you to get ready for your next walk with God.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to get ready for God to open up the door for you.
Yes.
I want you to get ready, young lady, to say that for God I live,
oh,
for God
you.
I die.
Thank you.
Whatever you've been going through, I want you to know
yes,
that you had houses up and down,
yeah,
back and forth to the hospital in 2013.
Yes.
But God told me to tell you, wherever you might be,
thank you.
He's going to mash your blessing.
Thank you.
Get ready for the trillion flow.
Yes.
Get ready for God to walk with you and talk with you and show you a better way.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, you don't need the alcohol.
Thank you.
You don't need the drugs.
Thank you.
You don't need nobody but Jesus. If I and I be lifted up from the grave.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
Thank you, Lord.
If you just lift the name Jesus up.
Thank you.
Things will be all right.
Amen.
I'm praying.
Amen.
Right now for overflow for you.
Amen.
All the stuff that the devil stole,
well,
I'm praying that it's going to be restored.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6, that says, seek first the kingdom of God,
well,
and all his righteousness.
Yes.
I want you to seek God, because in 1913,
yes.
In 2014,
yes.
All the stuff that the devil stole, your marriage,
yes.
Your job, your sickness,
yes.
God's going to restore it in 2014.
Thank
get
you.
Ready for an overflow blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready for it to come.
Thank you.
All the stuff
thank
that
you
stole, God's going to restore your job, your health.
Thank you.
God's going to do it right now.
Right now.
In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Call it down.
Yes,
in
sir.
The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
I call it to right now.
Right now.
To you. You,
yes.
You, your blessing,
thank you.
Your miracle,
thank
is on its way.
Thank
Lord, hallelujah. I see it coming. It's right there.
Right now.
Grab hope to
thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
at
you.
Home, in the hospital,
thank you,
walking
Jesus.
Down the highway.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's faith on giving everything that the devil stole.
Yes.
Devil,
thank
have
you.
Loose
thank
my
thank
blood.
You. Thank
have
you.
Loose my blues.
Thank
in the
you.
Name of the Father.
Yes.
The Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen.
All it done.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
glory.
You, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God said that cancer's gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I cancel out.
Woo!
That high blood, that high condition, I cancel out.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
All that wrestling at the liver, I cancel out
thank
right
you.
Now. Those cataracts, I cancel out.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus,
in
you heal. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered.
Yes.
In
yes.
The name of Jesus, right now, you are saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Jesus.
net from T-Mobile. It only cost it.
Ministering to people all over the world. He had more than that. The last two, Reverend James Cleveland, she sang background. And she told me that was such a unique experience for her. And we thought it would be good for her to come. you know he lives? Do you know he lives tonight? If you know he lives, stand up on your feet and say, he lives. Come on here, he lives.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realized I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Is there anybody in this house other than me that can declare you made it? Tell your neighbor. Thank you.
this week alone, when I think about the God that was there for me on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday,
thank you.